Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Wednesday, December the 26th, the day after Christmas. And I hope that yesterday was a day that you will remember forever, filled with love and joy. And you spent it with the people that mean the most to you. And I've got somebody special to meet, Mel Zelenik. Good to have you here, Mel.
Merry Christmas again. Probably for the last time, and Happy New Year.
Right. Okay. So. But you had a good one with your family.
We did. We had a wonderful time, and we're just so blessed.
Yes. New Year's coming up before you know it. So Mel is here. He's our consumer expert. We have some 2013 consumer resolutions to pass along.
Let me mention just quickly that we are giving a presentation, and we're going to do about three or four of these this year. And if anybody's interested in hearing this type of information, predominantly on travel and consumer tips, I'd be happy to speak with an audience on a limited basis again.
Okay, and you're going to be at First Presbyterian Church when?
The second Wednesday in January.
And it's free, so if you want to go and listen to Mel talk about saving money, you're welcome to.
And I think they'd have to clear that with First Presbyterian Church.
Okay, so call the First Presbyterian Church, make sure they got room. So what's your first consumer resolution for 2013?
Make a concerted effort to change your bad consumer habits. Paul, do you have any bad consumer habits?
Well, it depends on what you call bad consumer habits. But the first thing that pops into my mind when you say change bad consumer habits, if you buy on impulse, I think that's a bad consumer habit, because you see something and you don't really know if you need it or not, but it looks nice and, wow, that would be great to have, and you just go and buy it. And then you've bought it, you get back and you say, I didn't need that thing.
I know.
Wait a little bit and think about it.
And all of us do that. I do the same types of things as well, but just make a more concerted effort to
change those habits. You know what, I was watching an infomercial just this morning. And it was so interesting to me. I almost went online and bought. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. Do I really need this? Because some of those things are whimsical. Yeah. You know? So think before you just buy on instinct.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. That's number one. Number two, pay off credit card debt forever. Now, that one has been consistently on my consumer resolutions list throughout the years. And only use credit cards as a convenience. Pay them off within the time period. It used to be 30 days. Now it's a little bit less.
I think it's 23 days. It depends, but around 23 days. But, Mel, isn't it okay to use the credit card and use it for everything as long as you pay it off every month?
As long as you're disciplined, it's a great idea.
See, that's what I do so that I can get airline miles. And I put every single thing on the credit card. I pay the bills on the credit card. Even if I go in for a dollar or two or to the store, I'll put it on the credit card. Because you get miles for it, but then pay it off each month.
As long as you can pay it off, as long as you have that ability. Most people don't, by the way. I just read data a couple of weeks ago that credit card debt for the average person in the U.S. is $15,418. The average rate that they pay is right around 15%, and that could go as high as 24%. If you take that $15,418 and you make minimum monthly payments, which in this case would be $385.45, how many months do you think it would take to pay that off?
Oh, I think it could take 10 to 15 years to pay it off.
32 years.
32 years?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's the average consumer.
Yeah. And it'll tell you that on your credit card statement now when you get it.
Now, Travis, somebody like that would have more debt.
Okay.
Number three, try to always have options in the marketplace. Before you even talk with a seller, Paul, it's a good idea to know what price you're willing to pay. And it's very easy to do that. You can compare websites. You could even, I call it anymore, DuckDuckGo.com. Mm-hmm. That's a substitute for Google. Mm-hmm. And it's a better one because you don't need, you won't get a lot of traffic.
You know, Mel, over the years, I've listened to so much of what you've said. And this is really true. I try to do my homework. If I'm going to do a big ticket item that I have that you have to do, I try to do research on it. And the internet is a wonderful place to do the research. And then, as he said, know what you're willing to pay. And one thing that you have said over and over again, Mel, and I listened to you this past summer, negotiate.
Yes.
Everything is negotiable.
And it works, doesn't it?
It does work. You've got to, but you've got to be willing to put some time in for a little bit of homework. And then negotiate.
That's right.
And most companies will negotiate with
yes.
you.
Yes. And especially, by the way, if they know you have a firm, real price. Mm-hmm. You can buy a new car anymore on the internet from a dealer 3,000 miles away or 2,500 miles away. Mm-hmm. And so get that information. Take it to a local dealer. It's always better to buy locally if
right.
you can. And try and get them to match the price. And
but
very
negotiate.
Often they will.
Negotiate. We got time for maybe one more.
Okay. Become an informed consumer. And that's simply spend an hour or so a week going on consumer websites, going to the library, and so forth. And I will skip to the bottom one because that's the one that's most important. And that is, this is my favorite, understand that quality time with your family and friends is far more important than stuff. Make that quality time with your loved ones your highest priority.
I like that. Quality time with your family and friends is more important than stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
How many other consumer reports, consumer resolutions
we have five more, and if we can cover one or two more, if we can, if we're on the time,
we got
we'll
a minute
cover
here.
Next
Go time. Ahead, put one more in.
Consider low fee mutual funds and. We've talked about this a number of different times. Basically, Vanguard is one of my favorites, and you could buy from them directly. A no-load mutual fund that possibly is broad-based is probably one of the best buys in investments for the average consumer.
You know what? Next time you come back, why don't we continue with the other five that consumer
that
resolutions
great.
That we didn't get to today.
That sounds
all
great.
All right. And if you want more information on this, Mel will be happy to answer questions for you. You can contact you where?
I'm at cruz@centrytel.net.
Okay. A retired professor with the University of Missouri in economics and saved me a lot of money over the years.
Well, I appreciate it. And you've been a great friend,
Paul.
Thank you, Mel.
We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Missouri Cures and Columbia Values Diversity Celebration Breakfast is our topic. Program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Elizabeth Hayton. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Drop me an email if something you'd like to hear or see, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.